Lockwood Sister, Battle Creek, Michigan, October 25th, 1869. Dear Sister Lockwood, we are in the midst of a snowstorm. Last Friday Eve it commenced snowing and has kept it up most of the time since. We received yours and Marshall's letters. We're glad to hear from you once more. We are waiting to hear from the man in California by telegraph in regard to his place in Iowa. Then we can state definitely to you just what our plans are. My health is improving. I can say I am, by the blessing of God, in good health and possessing excellent courage. My trust is in God. Wonderfully has He sustained His unworthy child through our long journeyings and through the meetings. I will praise His name for His marvelous kindness and loving, tender mercies exercised toward me. I am now writing considerable every day. Mean to get out number 18 if possible. Have not taken one stitch yet for the future. I feel wonderfully easy and remarkably composed about the future, although some nights I scarcely sleep at all. The Lord lives and reigns. A great work is going forward in this church at the present time, a work of humiliation and confession. This work should have been done years ago, but last spring, at all events, should not have passed, and that hard labor have been productive of no more fruit. The work is ahead of anything that has ever yet been in Battle Creek. May the Lord pity and save His people. Our staying here or removing will depend upon the course the church takes here. I feel so glad you have been so faithful to my home and children. We have prayed for you all much, and have had freedom in so doing. My 3 weeks' absence has been lengthened to nearly 10. Brother Sawyer will spend the winter in Greenville. He will go with a load of goods the last of this week and will bring a load back. Please see that all my forks and spoons and knives are brought. I would like those two large brown dishes, also all my bedding, my mattresses, all my clothing, especially the little trunk and contents. Put in some of the best dishes. The old plants and odds and ends might as well remain. Send one of the best bedsteads. I am afraid everything will freeze in the cellar. I want to know if Brother Noyce has done his duty to painting it up. Have all the windows closed and the house banked. Some of the brethren must do this for us. Please let them know we requested of them. That cellar must be made secure. I am glad you have done as you have in getting Loya's things made, getting her shoes and aprons. This is just as you should do. I thank you for it. I do not want my children to want for anything they need to make them comfortable. May the Lord bless you all. I know you must have been lonely in Greenville. I am thankful for your care for all things. My love to Brother Maynard's entire family. We shall not see them at present, but send them a good neighbor. We will send the things you sent for. In much love to my children. I think Marshall and Johnny have done a good job in getting the work attended to in Greenville. Much love to yourself. We miss Loya's help. We have got Bertie Chipman to help Lucinda with what she can. Brethren Andrews and Erzenberger are with us, also Edson, so you see we have quite a respectable family here. My watch is at Brother Maynard's, also my hair wreath frame. I want them brought here if it can be done, also my looking glass. I would like to sell that sofa chair if I could.